This is Ernesto Aguilar talking at the Anarchist Black Cross Network National Gathering, speaking today on Saturday, July 27th, 2002. Mike Lee with the Anarchist Prisoners Legal Aid Network. Mike has been a longtime activist in the effort for prisoners' rights and support and defense. What are your impressions of everything? How are you feeling about just the first day of the conference and aspirations? We talked a little bit earlier, and you kind of said this is in a lot of ways a vindication for you. How do you feel about the first day of the conference and just kind of the event in general?
Well, I think that this is a very important event. Just from a perspective, we need to get back on a better track. King just mentioned that he felt that the movement for a while was dead, but it was actually asleep. And for a lot of us who have been doing prison work, we felt that a lot of the efforts that were going around in the country the last, you know, since 94 have been ineffective at best, and for some of us, we thought it was just downright counterproductive. And I know that there was a lot of prisoners that I talked to during the last five to six years that felt that the recent efforts were counterproductive to what they were trying to accomplish, and that there was only just small autonomous groups that did not have enough resources or time to actually push forward a lot of really good campaigns, especially here in the state of Texas, around medical care. This conference for me, and I know I can speak for a lot of prisoners, represents a new beginning. I feel that we build this network that we're going to be able to fight campaigns and actually have a good shot at winning them, you know, sort of thing. So it is a vindication for myself, the prisoners, and for human rights, and for just people in America in general.
What direction do you think this network needs to go, or what direction do you think the efforts of ABCs in general and prisoner activists and those concerned about this issue, where do you need to, do you think we need to be going?
Well, you know, that's a pretty broad question, but in general, I think what we need to focus on is actually two areas. I think, first of all, we need to, of course, focus on areas of the conditions of confinement, especially around our political prisoners, because they are prisoners subject to the same rules as the DOC, and that's their unity with supposedly with the other group of prisoners, which I really don't make a distinction about. Those that we call in Ireland ordinary decent criminals, y'all call them social prisoners here who have become politicized behind the walls. We need to be able to continually fight the imprisonment industry in this country and fight for prison abolition. That starts with the day-to-day conditions of confinement. We need to continually raise the contradictions of confinement. In the long-term struggle, what we need to be able to do, I think, is that we need to be able to form organizations that are proactive, that are organizations of self-defense, that we are prepared to go to prison, that when one of us goes to prison, that we have an organization here that is able to respond to that, to respond to the need to get money for legal fees, for bail fees, and that sort of thing, so that people feel that they can go out and struggle on a sharper level and a more effective level, and that there will be that organization out there to support that sort of activity. The flip side of that coin is that we also, as part of that particular effort, we also have to create an organization that welcomes people coming out of prison back into our communities, so that they don't know that there is a community that's going to help them readjust. Because prison is a very dehumanizing effort, and you become very antisocial the more time that you do in prison. King did 30 years. He's very well adjusted. Chris Plummer, you know, is pretty well adjusted for doing 8 and 9 years. But there are some prisoners that come out and want to be active, but there's not a community that inoculates them for the rest of the madness and shit. And they don't know how to deal with that because, fuck, they've been locked up in a closet for the last 9 or 10 years, sort of thing. So that's where I think we really need to go. And within that framework, there are other things that we need to be addressing, issues like the death penalty, you know, the problems of women in there, sort of thing. But I think I'm hoping that's where we come out of it with. And I think we can. I really do.
What are some of the strong points that you've seen over the past 5 years that you hope that get carried on to the next level of work or the next era of work, so to speak? And what are some of the mistakes you think we can learn from?
Well, I think, you know, from some of the really positive things that have happened over the last, you know, specifically 5 years, I see a raising of consciousness within the prison systems to a certain extent, and that's been the effort of a lot of book projects and a few of us that are just have this no compromise mentality that we're not reformers, we are revolutionaries, and that we are going to continue to struggle behind the walls. Over the past 5 years, the stuff that's been really negative is the fact of the matter that people who come into this work have done some incredibly stupid things. Specifically, I think the worst mistake has been not trying to learn from other people, or those of us that have the experience and the skill levels have been doing this type of work for a while have not really talked about doing skill sharing or procreating ourselves, reproducing what we do in two or three other individuals. And hopefully now that this is a new beginning and we take those questions and into account and we devise answers for that sort of thing so that when I go take my dirt nap, you know, that I leave 10 people behind me, you know, that just because you manage to capture me or I wind up dying for whatever reasons, I know I got 10 people behind me, you know, sort of thing.
Any final thoughts that you want to impart to people about this conference or about prison work in general?
No, not really. It's just that people have to, you know, don't even listen to me and don't even believe what I have to say. You know, go investigate it for yourself. You know, when you read in the daily newspapers you're executing somebody, ask yourself, was that necessary for them to do? When you see prison riots going on, the prison riots are going to happen. Ask yourself why this is necessary. When they talk about that they're going to suspend the First Amendment for certain groups of people, ask yourself, investigate, do some critical thinking. Just don't accept what these fools tell you to do. Because these are the same fools that tell you it's necessary to raise your property taxes to support the schools. These are the same fools that sold you on the lottery so we can fund schools or this highway project or this and that. And we turn around a year later and we know that they lied to us. So if we know that they lied to us about property taxes, about, you know, social welfare programs, then we have to take that disbelief and apply it to the criminal justice system in this country.